Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope all your days are going well today. We've been really busy doing lots of projects and got a lot done today. And so while I'm talking about that, I figured I would talk about redeeming the time. And I have a bunch of scripture verses I would like to go over. So anyway, let's start with Ephesians 5. 15 through 17, and we'll edify and encourage ourselves on redeeming the time. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And I want to read Colossians 4, 5 as well. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And so I looked up redeeming in the Greek, and it means to buy up, to rescue, to ransom. And then within that, Thayer's definition says, to make wise and sacred use of every opportunity for doing good, so that zeal and well-doing are as it were the purchase money by which we make the time our own. I like that. So we're to take the days we have and do good with them, redeeming them. And it kind of makes me think of the correlation between Christ redeeming us when we were evil and us taking the days and redeeming them for good. Doing it all unto him, because of him, and through his power. So praise God for that. So sisters, what can we be doing to redeem the time? Well, I made up a list, and I thought I would read some corresponding scripture verses to it and encourage us in this. So we could be thankful for what Christ did by shedding his blood to redeem us. Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the many for the remission of sins. And we can give him praise and honor. Psalm 66:2. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. I love that. We could be meditating on his word. Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Yeah, that's definitely redeeming the time day and night. Of course, we're going to be obedient to his word. And Acts 5:32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. And here's something that we all have to be working on a constant basis, and that's killing our flesh. Romans 8:13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. I like that. Mortify the deeds. That's pretty powerful. And along with that, we're going to be searching out any sin that we have and repenting of it. So let's see, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. And for us, being godly women, we'll be doing our Proverbs 31 and Titus 2 duties. So we're going to read Titus 2, 3 through 5. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Well, I'll tell you what, just in that right there, that's a lot to keep us busy and redeeming the time every day. And while we're doing that, we're going to do it all joyfully unto the Lord. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And we're also going to be thankful and content on all things. 1 Timothy 6:6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. And, of course, we're supposed to be looking forward and not behind us, because if we're looking behind, we're wasting a lot of time. We're not redeeming what's been given to us. Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Yeah, we got to be careful on that, because if we're looking back, we're not fit for the kingdom of God. Let's see. Mothers are going to be raising their children on how to live for the Lord. Deuteronomy 11:19. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. It's talking about teaching the word of God. And if you're a wife, you're going to be a helper to your husband, like I am. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone, and I will make him a helpmeet. And servants will be working joyfully for those who are over them. That would be like servants, if it's, if you're helping people or if you have a job and you have a boss. And so let's read Titus 2:9. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. And I love this one. Hebrews 3:13, we're going to be encouraging the brethren. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Now that's an awesome way to be redeeming the time, because we're encouraging other people to press on and redeem the time. And while we're doing that, redeeming the time in our days, being godly women, doing all these duties that we're supposed to be doing, we'll be shining the light of Christ to everyone around us in both our words and our deeds as an awesome witness. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yeah, praise God. And within that, you know, with all the people in our lives, we're going to be actively looking for ways to share the gospel. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And there's a lot more, but I'm going to wrap up this list anyway with this one right here. Something I learned a long time ago with Brother James. He would always compare things and go, how does this work in this situation? We'll be asking ourselves if what we're doing on a daily basis is furthering or advancing the kingdom of God. And so that was something Brother James used to say. Is that going to advance the kingdom of God? Working for it, redeeming the time. And so I'm going to read Luke 12:31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. So, like I said, there's a whole bunch more. You can go look them up for yourself. It's good to do, you know, the topic studies in there when you go look up some words and see how many are in there and how they all form a big picture and solidify each other. But anyway, you know, sisters, if we keep ourselves busy in these things, that should be enough to keep us busy redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And, you know, we have to remember that if we want God to use us more, we have to be faithful in what he's given us before he's going to give us any more. So we have to be faithful in each minute he gives us, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week. They all add upon itself. So anyway, that's just a quick encouragement to us. And I'm going to leave us with this. Matthew 24:36-42. And this ought to put an urgency in us. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two shall be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not the hour that your Lord doth come. Yeah, let that strengthen us. All right, sisters, I hope you have a joyous evening or day, whatever time it is when you listen to this. And Lord willing, I'll get another chance to come back and encourage you all. Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another daily. All right. Love to you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.